Good Lord, what age we do live in, how many wonders doth befall. Yet we repent not of our sin, nor unto God for mercy call. How often to us hath he sent, even by the preachers of his word, entreating us for to repent and turn unto the living Lord. How hard are we for to believe God's word within the Bible penned? How oft do we our Maker grieve, which soul and body doth defend? Lord, teach us to shake off our sin, and also to repent with speed. Good God, defend us from those fiends that would our woe and sorrow breed. The serpent first did Eve beguile, causing her God to disobey. So heaps of sin on us doth pile, but Christ hath washed our sins away. And ever since old Adam's fall, he still hath sought us to destroy, and for to bring our souls in thrall, to deprive us of heavenly joy. As in these lines I will relate a story strange but yet most true, of a maiden's sad unhappy fate presented here to public view. A warning fair to those that sleep upon the ground or in the grass, lest serpents into them do creep, as to this maid it came to pass. This Mary Dudson wrought by the weak, and to the market loads did bear. For she was pliant, mild, and meek, to gain a living anywhere. Her work was in the garden still, for there she spent the pleasant day, for in such work she had most skill, and for the same received pay. But when the pleasant sun shone hot, she would lie down off ground to sleep, not dreading of any harm, God wot, but some refreshment for to reap. About the end of July last, she sleeping in the garden lay, in a dead sleep she lay so fast, she easily would not wake, they say. Much steam about her mouth did lie, in a most sad and dismal sort, which did amaze the witch stood by, as for truth they do report. She was so fast asleep they could by no means wake her suddenly. After awaked, then behold, she was sore sick and liked to die. Thus she continued many a day in torment strange both day and night, for she could have ease no way, neither in aught could take delight. The women, they did marvel much, a maiden should be in such case. At length the truth appeared such, a greater wonder came in place. Her torments, they grew very strong, her body was exceeding weak. It seemed unto her great wrong to sit, to lie, to walk, or speak. Her thirst it was exceeding strange, she did drink so abundantly, her body all coal black did change, which seemed a wondrous prodigy. But God that brings all truths to light, where means was wanting did supply. Before the neighboring people's sight, that's all my praise is majesty. As times as I do understand, 14 young adders from her came by vomit and the Lord's command, no other wight could do the same. These came from her all alive, and that in several people's view. To get away they all did strive, but into the fire they them threw. The 14th day of August last, the old adder by vomit came quite through her throat, and out was cast. The standers by admired the same. This hideous sight put them to flight. They judged her 14 inches long. Her body thick and colors bright, with seeming legs exceeding strong. She hissed and begged, strove to return into her mouth with eager speed. Being withstood, away she run, for they had destroyed all her breed. Some doctors hearing of the same, some potion sent her presently. To mitigate that poison flame, which eased their patient by and by. Still she remains both sick and weak, an object of true charity. 'Twould make a stony heart to break, considering of her misery. Thus have the story true, which testify. God knows may ensue, for who knows shall die. Thus to conclude and make an end of what to you I here do tell, to heaven I you all commend, and so I bid you all farewell.